Hello from the newsroom of the Financial Times in London. I'm Josh Noble, and this is News in Focus, where we offer our insights into the global news stories that matter. Natura, the Brazilian cosmetics company that owns The Body Shop, recently agreed to buy Avon Products in an all-stock deal that values the US group at more than $2 billion. Vanessa Holder talks to Andres Schiappani about the man behind Natura and his plans for the company.
Andres, you interviewed Guilherme Leal, Natura's billionaire co-chairman, after the Avon acquisition. Did he tell you why he decided to acquire Avon?
Yes, actually they began seriously to consider it with the decision to acquire The Body Shop in 2017 from L'Oréal. And in this clip, he told me one day he realized that the company was present, his company was present in 10% of the world's market, but there was another 90%, and as a long-established company with a good reputation and links to the Amazon rainforest, Natura would be well-placed to expand worldwide.
What are the details of the Avon acquisition, and what are the benefits for each side?
What we know, it was a $2 billion all-stock deal to buy Avon, and Natura will own about 70% of the combined group, while the remainder would be owned by Avon shareholders. I mean, the deal has been in the works for a few months, but Natura expects that it would yield more than $10 billion in annual growth for the combined group, and this mainly thanks to access to more than 200 million clients worldwide.
Avon pioneered the direct selling model in cosmetics, embodied by its doorstep Avon Lady Sellers, but it has lost market share with the rise of social media marketing. How does this compare to Natura's business model?
One of the main differences is Natura is very focused on the environment. But in the sense of what you were saying about the lady sellers, they're quite similar. I mean, Natura also uses direct sales. They call them consultants, not sellers. But they say now that after the deal, together, they will have 6.3 million of them worldwide.
Mr. Leal formed a close relationship with Body Shop's founder, Anita Roddick, who was an environmental campaigner. What kind of character is he and what did they have in common?
Well, he's quite affable and he's seen Brazil as the friendly face of capitalism, much like Anita Roddick was here in the UK. He once told me he grew fond of Anita Roddick because both were looking to build a new capitalism where companies help to build a better society.
So in the light of that, what's the company's relationship with the Amazon today? And what are Mr. Yao's ecological credentials?
Well, the relationship is quite strong. The company sources some of its raw materials from the Amazon. Seeds, plants, fruits, oil and scents can then be extracted for beauty products. Leal has been an environmentalist for quite a while, and he was even the running mate of environmentalist Cândida Marina Silva in the 2010 presidential campaign in Brazil.
Arcabouço legal institucional que preserva, que concilia produção com conservação.
But he told me the company was more committed now than ever to help safeguarding the Amazon in view of the growing threat it is facing under the presidency of Jair Bolsonaro.
To what extent does Natura still use Amazon produce like oil and scents in its beauty products?
It's about 20% of the products use Amazon source ingredients at the moment.
Why is the Amazon particularly important for him personally?
His father was from the Amazonian state of Paraíba. When I saw him, he told me that actually he developed his environmentalist credential, let's say, and this passion for the environment later in life by seeing how many wonders did Brazil have, especially when it came to the environment.
As you mentioned, Ms. Leal's also been involved in Brazilian politics. Does he have real influence and could he play a role in persuading the Bolsonaro government to cherish its forests rather than cutting them down?
Well, that would be something very hard to do, especially because he doesn't want to get involved in party politics ever again. He told me, he said, he's very concerned, though, about the threats posed to the rainforest by the current administration. And so he's raising awareness through business and the civil society. I mean, he's a board member of the Brazilian Fund for Biodiversity, the World Wildlife Foundation in Brazil, and he also founded something called the Instituto Arpaiu, which is focused on promoting the green economy, as they call it.
Avon isn't known for its eco-friendly products. What's the chance that this will be an attempt to spread the sort of ecological nature of the Natura brands?
I mean, there could be a spillover effect probably on this. I mean, now they own four companies. They have Aesop that they bought from the Australians in 2013, the Body Shop in 2017, and now Avon. And although Avon will be the bigger brand, it's probably going to get something from both Natura and the Body Shop in its, let's say, DNA sometime in the medium term.
So both companies, Avon and Natura, have big operations in Brazil. How's that going to work?
Well, you have to think that the Natura group now, they own four brands. Between those, you pretty much have all the segments because Aesop is quite high-end. The Body Shop is like, let's say, one step down below that. And so it's Natura plus two. So it's, let's say they have the A, B and C covered between the first three brands. And now with Avon, they will cover the C and the D. So pretty much they will have the whole vertical chain. Not only in Brazil, but wherever they go.
And Avon's faced a lot of challenges. Do you think Natura will be able to turn that round?
I mean, they managed to more or less do so with the Body Shop. I mean, it was quite a bumpy ride. With Avon, it's a much bigger company to manage. They're really focused on expanding into Asian markets with all the brands, but especially with Natura and Avon. So they mentioned specifically they were looking at Indonesia and India. So those two are very big markets. So they have a good chance of succeeding, I think.
Great. One to watch. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
That was Vanessa Holder, Lex writer, talking to Andrea Schipani, our Brazil correspondent. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you missed our recent episodes on whether Apple's App Store is stifling the competition, Indian expectations for Modi's second term in office, or the return of controversial race science, you can find them all on our usual podcast platforms.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.